dream before I'm gonna knock the door into the world of perfect free. You're gonna say you're mine, I'm gonna get the chance. I thought a chance is far from me. I was made to eat in America.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy late Halloween. It's still Halloween technically somewhere. No, it's not. But it's Weeboween. We did emo night last year. We've got Weeb night this year. A phase more dear and close to my heart than emo night, I must admit. We have guests this time. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure thing. I'm AJ, and what could be more scary than Weeb Night, honestly?
Yeah.
I'm Allie. And yeah, we're e-board members for the Tufts Anime Club, so pretty scary weeby stuff.
Oh yeah, we actually had our horror night last time, and we actually had a pretty good turnout. We had people I didn't recognize, and that's a great sign.
Always, yeah.
Yes, it wasn't just a normal day. First two is, so basically for Weeb Night, we're going to be playing all anime openings or endings all the time, except for I'm sneaking in Metric at the end because it's the Small Cactus Radio Hour. So we start off with Yuki Ono, Moriocho Radio, the opening to JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Diamond is Unbreakable. I can't speak to this. This was AJ's pick, and also AJ's pick, but I wholeheartedly endorse it. Hit in the USA by Beat Crusaders, the opening to Beck Mongolian Chop Squad, an underrated but very fun music anime before Idols took over. Would you concur to this?
Oof. Honestly, yes. The Idol boom has been unbreakable.
It's really unbreakable. We've hit zombie idols and mafia idols.
Now they're just as dead on the outside as they've been on the inside the whole time.
Oh God. It's almost it's almost worse than K-pop on some level. I don't know.
I don't know. K-pop's literally been militarized, though. That's the thing.
Oh, gosh,
just blast
you're right.
it over the wall. It's fine.
Blast it over the DM. Yeah, that's actually fair. That spooks me. But anyway, we've got more music coming up. These are great. And I hope you enjoy the music. Talk to you later. right, so I hope you enjoyed this last core of tunes. Yes, we're saying core because it's anime, and also I say this already. First one was The Pillows with Ride on Shooting Star from the original Fooly Cooly soundtrack. I've seen this series like 3 times. It's 6 episodes. Even if you're not a, don't watch anime, just go watch it. The soundtrack's amazing. Even though there's like two series now that I haven't watched and probably never will that are follow up that came out this year. And everyone said it's bad.
Just gotta stay in your like back in my day old person vibes, uphill both ways.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, back in my day, Gainax made a great show. Maybe if I were like 12 now and then watched Fooly Cooly, like progressive and alternative all at once, I would have been like, yeah, Fooly Cooly all the way. But now I'm like, no.
Yeah.
To be fair, I watched the original Fooly Cooly the first time at 19. I'm sure if I were to watch progressive now, it probably wouldn't be as good as the original.
I feel like we gotta make this like experiment. We need a control group.
Yeah, we have one. Literally the club. It's fine.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Also, reminder, you can call us. Did you know they can call us?
Oh,
they can call us at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636, also known as WMFO. You call, talk to us. Do you want an opening played? Do you want to talk about your old Naruto run phase that you wanted to forget? Please call in. It's a partial judge zone, but we'll judge ourselves harsher than you, so it's okay. It's really great. Definitely just go ahead and call in. The next one. Oh, also The Pillows actually played. This was marketing. Adult Swim put it on, but they had a concert in Boston. And it sold out, like, immediately. And I guess they played, like, all the old jams. Because that's the only thing people wanted.
That's fair.
It's like neon trees all over again at Fall Fest. Oh, I feel bad. I can't decide whether I'm mad at them or feel bad for them. It's okay.
Both?
Yes. Then Paraíso from Soylent Pimp Sessions. A full opening to Michiko Tehachin. A very beautiful anime series directed by the director of Yuri on Ice and a woman called Fujiko Mine. I haven't seen Yuri on Ice, but I know a lot of people have. I know I saw the first 3 episodes, it's fine. But this one is really good. It's by a studio that's since bankrupt, but just go watch it. It's really good. With that, we'll put on some more tunes. We've got tunes after tunes after tunes. Let's go!
Thank you. Shadow Games erupted into a war that threatened to destroy the entire world, until a brave and powerful pharaoh locked the magic away, imprisoning it within the mystical Millennium Items. Now, 5,000 years later, a boy named Yugi unlocks the secret of the Millennium Puzzle. He is infused with ancient magical energies, for destiny has chosen him to defend the world from the return of the Shadow Games, just as the brave pharaoh did 5,000 years ago.
Okay, here we go. All right, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. I know part of it got invaded by our next song, but it's fine. First was Viva Namida from Yasuyuki Okamura from the Space Dandy opening. It is one of my favorites. This was AJ's pick, but I'm very happy he did it. It's very good.
You love it.
And then the next was Mana Ogawa with Supin Rock from the Hyako opening. Oh my gosh. This is the height of just revealing all of... Oh gosh. Because I heckin' love this show. It's so good. I don't want to know if it's aged well, because in my heart it never aged. It's such a good show. It's such a good show. It's 12 episodes of pure slice of life heaven. It's my speed, more or less. But anyway, and the next was a call-in request. It was the Yu-Gi-Oh! Theme song. Live out your four kids' dreams, guys.
Oh, boy.
Did you ever get in there with four kids?
Oh, yeah. I was, like, big into them before I even knew what anime was. I remember being so mad at my mom for making me, like, actually, like, play Saturday morning soccer when I'm like, no, mom, Yu-Gi-Oh's on. Gotta get in there.
Oh, that's so good, though. I could never catch it. I always slept in too late each time, so I just watched SpongeBob.
That also works.
Yeah, I was a Nickelodeon kid. But then later when we got On Demand, I watched Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds.
Oh, that's
I loved it.
Wrong way to enter.
I missed all of that because of Mexican culture.
That's
just
fair.
Mexican shows all morning.
You know, that actually has like, that seems actually pretty fun. My not to equate them, but like I also was like would always I had like one of my friends was from Brazil, and she had like in elementary school she had just moved there, so I'd always like drill her with questions of like TV. So like I'd be like, tell me about this, how different is this, what is this, and I thought it was great. I loved it. So I don't know, I think that's pretty rad. I feel like it's got its, and also like weirdly enough, like the Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei opening, which I will play soon, all of the subtitles are in Spanish.
Oh,
like that's cool. The only way you can grab the openings in full, it's all in Spanish. And I'm like, is there just this weird like fandom of Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei only just like separated by a language barrier? Who knows?
It might be a copyright thing, I think.
That too.
No, but it's like subtitled in it, so it's like obvious, like, because King Records, or no, I think it's Pony Canyon, would have found them. That shouldn't be a problem. But I don't know. But with that, we've got some more music coming on, and that's what we'll... Oh, wait, I'll play a PSA. It's always some... Even if I try not to do a sad one always seems to happen. It's fine. But we also have a WoofMo donations drive turning on, so we'll also play a PSA from there. And then we'll get into more anime, and it's going to be great. You guys, enjoy.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone
older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special, and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because I
don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in meeting them.
No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Estaba
hope you enjoy this last core of songs. We got another phone request. This is just so good. But first we did Bradio with Flyers, the Death Parade opening. This is definitely another good show and another just banging opening. It's so good. I don't know. I can't remember much from the show except for like the one twist that I think everyone saw coming in the first place. Like even the story, like you knew the beats at like before they said it. I don't know.
It was very much just like a kind of like episodic kind of show. You kind of just sat down, got whatever you got in that given week.
Yeah, they threw in a plot. Like they do the classic like thing with Slice of Life shows where they like take like, oh yeah, we're ending, so I guess we're just gonna have a plot now. And I'm like, you didn't have to. No one asked for this. But I guess that's how it goes.
It definitely sounds like something I would watch.
No. Puns on air.
We just got banned.
Banned from Wolfmo forever.
Never again.
Oh. And then next was our request was Spiral by Dusts. It literally says it has dust with a Z. That's real. And then the Blood Sea opening. It is a big mood. I've only seen one episode, and I saw it in, like, eighth grade. But that's a show. Then Kaiji with Redborn Cherries. Song Mirai wa Bokura no Te no Naka. I think that means, like, yeah, we weren't born to cry. It's Kaiji. I could talk for hours. I have talked not everyone's ear off just yet. That's Yurikuma Arashi, but this is a close second.
So when's the night where you just don't play songs and just talk about Kaiji for the length of the show?
We can do that next week. Oof. We can just go. I couldn't really because I wouldn't want to spoil it for everyone because it's like it's 52 episodes and now there's like a spinoff show with like the second rate villain. And it's so good. It's actually really funny. That's Middle Management Tonaga. Tonaga. Oh my gosh, we got a call. Okay, we're gonna put more music on. This is hot. Are we gonna, but anyway, I hope you guys enjoy.
Sama yo usugata wa sanagara rumba. Nanami to sugata nanami. Here we go. よし来たぞ遊ぶぞ楽しむぞいろいろやりたくて待ちきれないだろう
焦らないで来い
Yeah, yeah. さあ始めようパーティーそう盛大にね大統領ギターは大きい
ワシントン DC は大騒ぎだってコリコリコリが来た、
yeah. 盛り上がっていくぞベイビー
コリコリホワイトハウスね
そうだホワイトハウスだ
新しい風を起こし、yeah.
Anyway, so we actually got another request. But anyway, let's get on to it. First of all, now that we're actually heading into the witching hour of all times, this has been a blast, but you've been listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hours Halloween night featuring Allie and AJ of the Anime Club. Quick plug, we meet on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Definitely come on Tuesdays and Wednesdays if you want to get a taste of anime. We meet at 9 in Eaton. Hex yeah. But we did Pop Team Epic's opening, then Kusa Rumba by Utsuki Kenji and the Zetsubo Shoujo Tachi from Sayonara, Zoku Sayonara Zetsubo Sensei, season 2, of course. And then our request... opening to Cory in the House, but in Japanese. The artist who did the theme was Matthew Gerard and Robbie Neville. This will probably be the last of us. I'll probably play one final core of songs. I want to get, because of the openings, yours, like literally the next two songs were Ali's request. Literally the next two songs. So I'm at least getting one of, at least one of yours out because I would feel like an awful host if I didn't get, like, your song in because I literally scheduled all this out but anyway I'm so guys glad you guys came out here thank you for coming on Small Cactus Radio Hour
anytime
thank you for having us
of course I love guests are fun but anyway have a great night y'all see you on the flip side
立ち上がり誰もそばにいなくたって活気に満ちた勝手な言葉あったことなくても投げられ嫌な余韻そんなのも知らず戦争も知らず電波に乗っけて傷つけるだけお互いに痛いってことちゃんと知ってる大人はどこにいるパワハラモラハラまたハラ種類だけどんどん増えちまって人の心おっかない部分世代の違い大事なのは上司も部下も先生も生徒も家族も恋人も目に見えない小さな小さな積み重ねの信頼という宝物